Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Welcome. Yeah. Okay, y'all. I think y'all ready.
Live. Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, I was a little late. Shut up. It is what it is. We gonna make it do what it do. Monstrous Radio, you know what it is. It's Thursday night. We're almost at the end of the week. We're trying to prevent y'all from getting 30 days. This is called Comic Cafe, also known as Urban Therapy. This is the only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what your ass is deserved, double shot or not. You dig? We might have to give your ass an espresso, but you will get what you are deserved right here on Monstrous Radio. I'm DJ E Monster for Karma Cafe. This is Miss Unbelievable. Let's say hello to her, see how she's feeling tonight, y'all. How you feeling, Miss Unbelievable? You good?
Oh, I'm unbelievable. Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. You sound a little more tame than last night, as we called you last night. Miss Nasty.
Yes. But I'm good. And how are you, Mr. DJ E Monster? How are you?
I'm good. I ain't got nothing to complain about. You know what I mean? A lot of bullshit going on in the world. We got some stuff to talk about, but you know, I'm good overall. You know what I mean? I'm good. I'm strong enough to weather these storms that the world is going through right now.
That's just right now, though.
You ask me tomorrow,
right now,
you might get a whole nother response. A whole fuck everybody, fuck all.
Bombs
over Baghdad. But tonight we good. So all right. So let's see. We got our weather report. We got the who's bumping who. Who's getting fat. We got some things to talk about. Some stuff that y'all could take back to the water cooler tomorrow. Get it? So all right, let's go ahead and jump into some music. Like, tonight is, you know, community issues, things like that. Anything y'all want to vent about to keep from getting 30 days. But I think this one right here, this is by Young Dro featuring Rico Barino. This is called Hood Gospel. It's one of my favorite songs. I think this right here is resonate tonight to help y'all get y'all woo-song on. So let's check out Karma Cafe.
Let's get it. Let's go.
Now tell me, can you stand it? Been in the trap about 4 days. Can't sleep, these bills, they gotta get paid. These niggas snitched and brought up your name. Now tell me, can you stand it? Just got killed. Chop shot him like he didn't deserve to live. Stuck in the trap and I'm feeling pain. Yeah, trying hard just to stand around.
Hey, hard with it. Thought I ran out of guap, didn't it? Thought I ran out of faking God. Thought I ran out of car, didn't it? Even though me and Tasia broke up, I missed a respect shot with hard with. I had 6 goals like a spade hand. I ain't even play cards. And I never knew nothing about a visa. Food stamped them our people. The Barino family used to sing so hard, I started crying like a tired weeper. Shouted came with that street sweeper. Shouted up some sweet people. 1 week without Jesus is a week, nigga.
Now tell me, can you stand it? Watching your mama cry.
Don't start crying.
Tears running down her face. She just heard her baby died. Oh, now tell me, can you stand it? Living on this earth in hell. Oh, you in the trap.
ices and bunch of niggas kicking in these doors. What the hell are we working for? Mama used to be crying in the room, now mama be twerking on. Now what the hell is my daughter doing? God feed, bless my family. Everything about to be ruined. Move out the hood, up to be ruined. Your bubble gum ass need chewing. Swear to God, I want to pray for you, but I can't do it because you evil doing and I'm right with it. Turn around with that Glock with it. Bust it off, I got shots with it. And protecting my house with it. This is what I supposed to do. You don't remember them folding shoes. You don't remember them pro wings that the glad went through and I bled through the shoes.
Tell me, can you stand it? This rain. Tell me, can you stand it? Tell me, can you stand it?
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Tell me, can you stand it? Now tell me, can you stand it? Living on this earth in hell. In the trap, getting out that way. In a place that's full of pain. Oh, tell me, can you stand it?
My wings on, I can't fly, God. Scared as you are, God. Thank God I'm with blind. What is wrong with my eyes, God? Leave me, I can't see you. Everybody coming deep too. They bust the kids and I'm running through. Everybody wanna be fool, but I'm smart enough and I'm hard enough. Tell me what's bothering you. And I swear to help you if I can. My co-defendant, my main man. And who the fuck killed mama, boy? Why the hell y'all told him joy? Why the hell we hungry? God help your son, boy, it's wrong.
Your mama ain't never got shot 5 times, bro.
Time a cap.
Purified, bona fide junkie, bro. Dolly never had to borrow ice before her. We don't need sugar no more. We don't need flour, though. We still in the rain, baby. Yeah. Come from the church with it, though. Grandma saw him for it.
Tell me, can you stay?
All right, y'all, we got our Monstrous Radio weather report coming up right after this next song. And it looks like the storm done did a lot of damage. So we're going to check in with Miss Unbelievable and see what that's all about. But like I said, tonight is a night for venting. You got something you want to vent about? Hit us up either on Facebook in the Monstars on Facebook or call us up 424-243-9649. Press 1 if you want to vent. You better say it with your chest, though. So, all right, y'all seeing Kanye talking with Donald Trump. Did y'all see that? Even Donald Trump was like, okay. But anyways, this is what the rest of us was looking at Kanye and our president as they was up there talking. We was just like,
fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
Nipsey Hussle. This is YG and Nipsey Hussle. FDT, Monstrous Radio Live,
yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
I like white folks, but I don't like you. All the niggas in the hood wanna fight you. Surprise El Chapo ain't tried to snipe you. Surprise the nation of Islam ain't tried to find you. Have a rally out LA, we gon' fuck it up. Home of the ride and the king ride, we don't give a fuck. Black students ejected from your rally. What? I'm ready to go right now, your racist ass did too much. I'm about to turn Black Panther. Don't let Donald Trump win, that nigga cancer. He too rich, he ain't got the answers. He can't make decisions for this country, he gon' crash us. No, we can't be a slave for him. He got me appreciating Obama way more. Hey, Donald, and everyone that follows, you gave us your reason to be president, but we hate
you. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
Nigga, am I tripping? Let me know. I thought all that Donald Trump bullshit was a joke. Know what they say when rich niggas go broke. Look, Reagan so coke. Obama so hoke. Donald Trump spent his trust fund money on the boat. I'm from a place where you probably can't go. Speaking for some people that you probably ain't know. It's pressure built up and it's probably gonna blow. And if we say go, then they probably gonna go. You vote Trump, then you probably on dope. And if you like me, then you probably ain't know. And if you been in jail, you could probably still vote. If we let this nigga win, we gon' probably feel broke. You build walls, we gon' probably dig holes. And if your ass do win, you gon' probably get smoked, nigga.
Fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck you.
Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall.
Yeah.
Mark my words.
Yeah. Hold up, I fuck with Mexicans. Got a plug with Mexicans. When a little need a switch, who I call Mexican. This Comedy Central ass nigga come be the president. Hold up, Nip, tell the world how you fuck with Mexicans.
It wouldn't be the USA without Mexicans. And if it's time to team up, shit, let's begin. Black love, brown pride, and the sense again. White people feel the same as my next kin. Let this nigga win, God bless the kids.
God bless the kids, this nigga wicked and weird. When me and Nip link, that's Bloods and Crips. When your L.A. rally, we gon' crash your shit.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, nigga, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah, yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Yeah.
Yeah,
had
to do it, huh?
A whole motherfucking song. FDT, YG, and Nipsey Hussle. I mean, when's the last time they don't make a song about my fucking president? I'll wait. I'm not gonna hold my breath, but I'll wait.
I'll wait with you.
You know what?
I'll wait.
Yeah, you know what? We're just gonna end that. The wait is over. so Tina, we talking about, like, you know, community issues and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's a community issue that we can talk about, you know, because Monstrous Radio is a global community radio. Just now announced right here tonight, we are taking care of the global community. That's my hood, your hood, somebody else's hood, and somebody's hood beyond theirs. You dig? We're trying to heal the global community. So, me doing my big strut, I don't forgot what the hell I was going to say. Oh, yeah, here we go. You notice how, like, you know, Donald Trump didn't really come out too hard on the whole thing with Russia, with Putin and all them. I have a conclusion why he really didn't come out, how most of America want him to ask him the straight up question, like, what the fuck happened? Like, you know, what's really going on? Not in those exact words, but in that frame of mind, you know, he really didn't ask the Russians too much about what's going on. I think because the Russians still got a job to do. They still got another term. They not done with their job. They got another term. Think about it. When's the last time a president only ran one term and that was it? When's the last time?
That's all he getting. That's all he getting. He one and done, son. He's one and
unless,
done. Trump is one and done.
Unless Russia finishes the job.
No. See, the reasons why I feel that they didn't stress it, because he already knew that him and Putin been friends for years, so he already knew the plan, so he wasn't going to stress. So why mess up? You know, they probably still text each other on the DMs that we don't even know. He's like, okay, you don't say nothing, I won't say nothing until I have to. So Trump has no loyalty, so he's one and done. Russia ain't worried about us. They never been worried about us. No country's worried about us. They laughing at us, but they're not worried about us.
Right.
They're
right.
Not.
So
but them
you,
two
okay,
homeboys.
Sorry. No, go ahead.
It
go
was
ahead.
Almost like Bush. It's like Bush and Bin Laden. They was homeboys. Like, they had
yeah,
money
their
together.
Their families were close. Yeah.
Their families was close. So,
the Bin
you
Laden
know,
family gave Bush money to fund companies. They fucked them up.
Yes.
They didn't to the ground, but still.
Still.
The Bin Laden family had been funding the Bush family for years.
For years, absolutely. So they had to show faith. And Trump ain't showing face. He showed his face. I ain't doing nothing. So y'all can get mad or whatever, but this my homeboy. I got his back to a certain point of his loyalty. So I just not say
okay.
nothing.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll get back into some more stuff with Trump coming up here in just a little bit. But for now, let's get into the monstrous radio weather report. You dig? We might hit an area near you. Who knows? But what do we got tonight, Mama? What's the weather like? Hello?
You know, welcome to the radio. Welcome to Miss Unbelievable's weather moment. I always start in Kansas because that's when one of our guest co-hosts come on. And she's sitting pretty nice. It's like 54 there. We got Los Angeles. They're pretty nice. It's 72. Phoenix is 80. San Juan is 82. Dallas is 69. New York is still raining. They're at 70. Atlanta's at 65, so it's a little cool there. Paris is 59. London is 58. And, we're 25.
She said, we're 25. That's fucked up. Okay. I do got a question. Why is it sometimes when women talk, why do it's like y'all tasting potato chips for the first time? I'm just asking. When y'all talk, y'all be like, yes, the weather gonna be, the weather 59, 36.
Cause we feeling it in our mouths. That's when we feel things first. If you ever want to know why a woman pops their mouth, because we feel it in our mouth first. That's like our first thought is, we feel it in like our senses, and our senses starts with our mouth, you know?
Okay, now I'm going to have a whole nother thought when I start talking to women that get it.
Because she's like, she's sensing it. She's like, I can taste it. I can feel it. Because we, like most women, we use all our senses real quick. Like, when I tell you we use our senses, like, the very first moment we see you, any man, we have smelt you. We have tasted you in our minds. We have seen you, and we hear what you're saying immediately. I kid you not.
You said, I kid you not. Okay.
I kid you not. I probably wasn't supposed to tell him that. But, you know, I be spilling the tea on something sometimes. My bad, ladies. The men got to know. They got to know. Just a little bit.
Well, all right. Let's jump into our breather right quick. And then let's see. We might go two breathers. Then we come back. We'll get into our who's bumping, who's getting fat. What's some of the things that we're going to talk
about
tonight? Just sort of marinates with them.
Before that, I got to get on the chair for our birth. I got to lay on the couch before our birth. I'm just saying. Before we go to who's bumping, who's getting fat, I need to lay on the chair. I need to just lay on the chair for a second. But in who's bumping, who's getting fat, though, we got some prison time, possibly. This dumb man, and then someone who's in prison, and who made me famous, and the big storm. That's prison night tonight.
I was going to say, damn, that's what it sounds like. Prison night, Monsters Radio, Comic Cafe. Okay, this might not be the best song to play, seeing that it is prison night, but we're going to play this Coca Van Gogh. This is called Sauce All On Me. Comic Cafe. Woo-sa music.
Woo-sa.
They control my drip. Sauce all on me. Who gon' clean this shit? Sauce all on me. Ice on my neck. Ice on my bitch. Sauce all on me. I got a drip. Sauce all on me. I'm on a drip like that. I'm too rich like that. Get a bitch just like that. Bad bitch from Wakanda. Lobster in my lasagna. 100 rounds for the watch. I'm a bitch. South side alone. I got the drip. I got the drip. South side alone. On me, yeah. Tripping on my yeah. Bitches break my hair.
Ooh.
All the ice around my neck, I'm lit up like the sun.
I'm lit.
All this sauce ain't fair.
Ooh.
All this sauce ain't fair.
Yeah.
GQ magazine shit.
Yeah.
Rolls Royce limousine shit.
Ooh.
Feel like I'm playing defense.
What?
Bad bitches triple team dick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I got too much on my mama say I'm tripping.
Trip.
Beat that shoe with a double G sauce, little bitch, I'm drinking.
Can't control
my drip. Sauce I love. Clean this shit. South Island. Ice on my neck. Ice on my bitch. South Island. I got the drip. I got the drip. South Island.
One more woosah to get through. Ain't nothing to help you woosah like some sexicide. Let's work it out, Monsters Radio.
Tell me by the lobby, girl, I'll be playing with your body like a hobby. Hold up, I'm watching her every move,
yes.
And now I got something to prove,
yes.
My hand on your back, I'm pulling you back, I'm making your body go ooh. And I'm just getting started, trying to kill a girl dearly departed. He awoke now, look what you started. Girl, I'm in love with your body wholehearted. Get down, she got me on my knees. Lord, help me please. Give me the strength to give her body exactly what it needs,
okay.
And I'm aiming to please. My name is Sinner, I'm past the center when I enter. No beginner, baby, I'm doing pull-ups, pull-ups. That's her against the wall, against the floor. She asked for more, I bet you never had it like this before. Go. Endurance training,
uh-huh.
I bet you won't regret it. Let me give you this protein, you can lean on it, baby, that's codeine. I said a couple of reps, she all out of breath. I told her sit down, she catching her breath. I'm catching my breath, wiping the sweat.
Stop,
in the mission. Been training for this moment like I'm in the Olympics. Let me give you this temp shit, I can stand up in it like a pulpit. Or I can lie up in it like a pulpit. 9 to 5, I can work in it like one quick. Yeah, her body moving to the beat.
Yes.
We missionary cause I love to look her in the eyes. And I'm gripping the thighs. I spot you, baby,
yes.
Now hit the showers and be back in about an hour,
girl,
baby.
Your body bang, we gonna touch the sky. Sweating on your body bang, girl, I'm a memorize. Everything on your body bang, we gonna touch the sky. Sweating on.
My damn mic's open. Anxious a bitch. Okay, it is what it is. I just want to say something. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I just want to say over this weekend, I'm going to turn up. I'm going to have me some fun, but I hope and I really pray. I want y'all to pray for me as well. Don't judge me. I really hope over the weekend I do not go to jail because you know what? I don't know about y'all, but I have not memorized a phone number since 2001. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I would be fucked. When they take my phone, who you going to call? I'm just saying, when they take your phone, who can you call whose number you know? Truthfully, I couldn't really, really tell you my number. I tell you, let me call you from my phone, and then that's how you're going to get my number. I don't call my phone. I don't call my phone. What about
true.
You? If you had, if you went to jail and they took your phone, what number could you call?
I could call my mom's number, but this is the thing. It's a house phone, and she now have a cell phone, and if she's on the other line, she will not click over. She's not clicking over, and I don't remember her cell phone number. So even though I know that number, she's not clicking over. And then my auntie, I know her number, but I swear to goodness she can't hear nothing. She can't hear. So those are the only two. So I will be jacked up too, cause I don't even remember my new number. So with that being said, I'm jacked up. I'm jacked up. Yeah, I'm in. I'm there for a minute. I'm there.
Right. Yeah, I would be too, cause I don't know nobody's number. I just would be stuck. You dig? Be like, can you run somebody's name for me? Do you got
Wait.
Their number in there?
That's not true. I know your number. Your number is easy because I use your number to get jobs, for people to get jobs because, you know, he's Picasso Painting. And Picasso Painting, I do the advertising for Picasso Painting, you know, so I put it out there. So I do know yours for that reason, for Picasso Painting. Yeah. At Monsters Radio, I would call them. I wouldn't get no number. I wouldn't, because I say that number all the time, but that's Blog Talk Radio, so they're not going to answer.
Well, I'll tell you like this. Like I tell all my other friends, I am not the one you want to call from a jail, because soon as they go, hello, this is such and such county, click. I ain't even finna, no, I don't need to be recorded. I might be up to something no good. You call them a house. Now they got my number. All kinds of funky shit. You dig? So don't take it personal, y'all. When y'all try to call me and be like, it's unaccepted, they just hung up. You'd be like, this some bit. Y'all already know what time it is. So,
for me, they'd be like, what number to call? They wouldn't even know which number to dial. I changed my number so many times. They'll be like, dog, that one, no, that one, no, that don't even call her. Don't even call her. Because, see, when I hear that, I got to collect call. I'm not answering. No, I don't do collect calls. Because, see, y'all might try to charge me for somebody else's call. Y'all may charge me some extra stuff that I didn't even say yes to. Because once you push one, you don't know how much they charge, and they don't know if they charge it for the minute. You don't know if they charge it for the second. You don't know. And then I get this $300 phone bill because I just press yes. No. I'm sorry. Don't do it.
Right. Okay. So, all right, we're going to move along. So we got to get to this who's bumping who, who's getting fat. So what's going down in this gossip lifestyle? Or are you still going
to
vent out before?
After? Can I just vent out just before? Just because I just got a question. It's just a question. And I don't need, you know, a male's point of view on this question. So you're moving, right? You got to move. Let's just hypothetically say you have to move, right?
No, when you say moving, you're talking about like furniture, moving your home.
Furniture, moving your home, your place of residence, you have to move. And you're with someone, right? do you expect relationships,
okay,
companionships, whatever ships, but
yeah,
they slept
right
in your bed. Yeah,
right,
they slept in,
okay,
your bed. And you know that they're going to be coming to your bed again sometime in the near future soon.
Mm-hmm.
Would you expect that person to at least come help pack, move, something? I'm just, because would you expect that or no?
Okay. Now, as you know me, I usually have two answers. I have my humanity, which is totally unbiased. And then I have, you know, I guess just me, how I am due to my conditioning and the way I was raised. You dig? I'll say, number one, I would say yes. You would expect the other person, your significant other, y'all do something, y'all in a relationship, y'all fucking, they plan on laying in that bed, wherever that new residence at, they want to lay down in that residence. Naturally, you expect them to help because they're supposed to care about you. Y'all supposed to look out for each other. When I need someone, usually you expect your mate to be there. Now, unless it's something, whatever, but yes, usually you expect your mate to be there. Now, my humanity, totally unbiased on everything, I would say no. It's up to that person. It's up to them what they decide they want to do. Just because they don't want to help you, they didn't ask you to move, they didn't tell you to move, they can have motherfucking back problems. You don't know, they may not be feeling it today. I don't know. But nobody is obligated. Nothing is written in stone and sanscribed in scriptures saying that somebody else has to help you. In reality, in life, you have to fend for yourself. It's nice to have somebody else with you. It's nice to have a companion. But nobody is in scripture that they have to help you at all. Never get that twisted. No one has to. It would be nice. It would be appreciated if you would help me. But technically, I know you don't have to. That's why usually if I would ask somebody to help me move and they say no, I'm not mad. Number one, I always give people the opportunity to say no. If I don't want to hear you say no, I won't ask you. But those are my answers. How do you feel about it? I mean, do you feel that the other person should help the person move?
Not necessarily, but
mm-hmm.
I feel like this. If you're sharing my bed, you better pick up some motherfucking thing and put it in my damn house. Otherwise, you ain't seeing this motherfucking bed again. Damn that. You better pick up a shoe. You better pick up something and move something into the house because you are here. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know that you're not obligated to, but if you still want to be here in this bed, oh, you better make sure at least say, hey, you need me. I mean, you pack something. I mean, show effort. Do something, especially if you know that you're going to be there. Now, if you're not going to be there and we're really not like that, then no, I don't expect you to do nothing for me because, you know, I'm going to do whatever I got to do what I got to do. But if I know that you was just at my crib the night before and you know I'm moving and you ain't there and you know I don't have nobody to move with me, oh, come on, you better be my number one fan and help me. Because I'm going to be your number one fan and help you, especially if you land in my bed. Like, I got a problem with that. Like, you there. Do something. That, to me, is showing me that you really not my man.
Or right? You're just not into the moving thing.
No.
Right, right.
No,
right,
no.
Right.
So because if you care for me, then.
Right.
But if you care for me and you say, you know, you could call on me, you could do, I'll help you, da 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 da, you give me that spiel in the beginning. You see what I'm saying? Because y'all, the men usually get asked, oh, you can count on me, you can lean on me. If you need anything, I'm here for you. You see me. Okay? You was just there, okay? Let's do this. Mm-hmm. If no one is there, if I feel like this, if no one is there and if we're together, you should be there. I shouldn't have to look for no one else. If I do, then you're not that one. You're not sharing my bed no more.
Right. I feel you on that.
Okay. I have another one, but I'll read who's bumming who's getting fat. I've been waiting for the couch. I'm telling you, I've been waiting for the couch because I have another one, but I'm going to read this. I have another one, but I got to get on the Okay.
Okay. Well, we got Gossip Lifestyle.
Gossip Lifestyle. So, I don't know. You know, Hurricane Michael just came out of nowhere. For me, you know, I didn't even hear about a hurricane until yesterday. And so Hurricane Michael, and it's so funny that it's called Michael because you guys know Halloween. Michael, Jason, is it Michael or Jason? They're coming back out. Is it Michael? Michael Myers? For Halloween, you know, so
yeah, but that's the movie Halloween, the one with Jason, yeah, Jason Voorhees. That's Friday the 13th. But yes, Halloween, Michael Myers, Halloween. Yep.
Michael Myers, isn't he coming back out though? No, you haven't saw the commercial.
I did see a new movie. Yes, mm-hmm. I think they did. I don't know what the hell. I don't know if it's the spirituality of Michael Myers because they don't kill these motherfuckers. I don't know how many times. But okay, they still bringing them back. I think they even got the original lady in there. What's the original lady?
Yes. I can't.
Her.
I see her.
We know who we're talking about. That
we know
lady.
Who we're talking
yeah.
about. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
White
She's
lady,
back
short
here.
Hair, big boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her.
Well, mm-hmm. her. Yeah. I ain't looking at the boobs. But yeah, her.
Well, that's what she's known for. She even said it herself. She said that's what she was basically known for. Was her boobs, because she would show her boobs in movies way back in the day. She said that's how she got her longevity within the movie industry, and it catapulted her into doing real roles, whatever. But yes, she always said she wasn't beautiful, all that extra stuff. She said what kept her in the movies was her boobs.
Oh. Yep. Well, they said Michael is the biggest, one of the worst storms that has hit Florida. And funny, I wanted to go to Florida too. But Hurricane mm-hmm. Michael's trail of devastation now stretches from Florida's panhandle, where it wiped out one coastal city and left others swimming in debris, to the Carolinas, where Michael weakened to tropical storm status but still triggered flash floods that turn into rivers. 6 people are dead in this storm, and authorities feel the toll could climb higher as search and rescue efforts continue. The dead includes 4 people in Florida, a child in Georgia, and a man in North Carolina. So far, the Coast Guard crew is in Florida, rescued 40 people and assisted 232. Conditions remain precarious in hard-hit areas, especially Mexico Beach, Florida, which remains Florida. Michael left in ruins. A councilman from there issued a state of emergency, pleading people not to return. It's gone. Like, the town is just gone. It's just gone. So a lot of places are feeling it. They said they're getting a lot of rain, and it's going up the East Coast. So just still, once again, be praying for them. It is hurricane season, and they usually get about 3 or 4 hurricanes within the year. So it ain't over.
Right. So, okay. Wow. But, yeah, I've seen some of the storm footage. I don't know if y'all seen some of it. That shit was crazy. I'm like, what? Is that a whole roof just blowing, just tumbling down the street like tumbling tumbleweed? Like, wow. Okay. Them storms ain't no joke.
Mm-mm. And when I tell you strong winds, because when I lived in Texas, when I lived in Oklahoma, I was real close to Texas. When I tell you I was in a Category 3 windstorm and I lived with windows all around my house, I looked outside. Mm-hmm. I was like, is that a car going down? Is that a tree? Like, literally, they're picking it up and it looked like a rag doll. It, like the mm-hmm. wind is just, like, throwing it. Like, it don't even matter. It's being thrown around. And I was like, oh, my God. And when I tell you with floods, this, when I was there, it rained. It flooded. I was like, oh, I've never seen anything like that. So I'm telling you guys, rain is dangerous. And if it's flooding, when they tell you stay out the waters, stay out them motherfucking waters, because they trying to save your life. I'm just saying.
Right.
But, go ahead.
I think the most craziest part that I don't think a lot of people are knowing about is there's a thing that goes on in Florida, I believe it's every year, and it's called, I think, is it red tide? Something like that. It's where the fungus in the water, it gets really bad. It kills a lot of fish. It even makes the air hard to breathe outside of the water, obviously. But that was going on at the time right before the storm. So I'm hoping that stuff, you know what I mean? I wonder what's going to happen with that stuff going. And it's like I want to say it's more, but it's probably like 40 miles down the coast. So imagine all that,
mm-hmm.
people's lawns, into fresh water takes, other things like that. So hopefully, you know what I mean, that situation isn't that bad. But, yeah, that's something really bad. And Senna was telling me about that one time. And he was like,
it's
hard to explain, bro. It's, like, toxic. Like, you can't go in the water. Like, you can't be around the water, all that. It gets really, really bad. And I think they said this year was one of the worst years ever. So for that, and then the storm to push all that up on the land, I hate to see what the biohazard is going to be on that when it comes back.
Absolutely. And understand, if you are a seafood eater, the seafood now is, I'm telling you, it's high, because we usually import all our stuff from up the East Coast. And if that red stuff is getting it, be very careful.
Can't eat it.
Be very careful.
Yeah.
So we're just giving y'all some warnings. Y'all be safe, for real. Be safe. Black China says Drake is responsible for her fame, not the Kardashians. Huh, who knew?
Drake, wait. Not Tiger.
What?
Drake?
Drake, you heard me? Drake. Motto and entrepreneur Black China recently sat down with Daily Mail News again to discuss her career, her relationship, and aspirations. The interview touched on a subject giving fans and critics of China unlike an intimate glimpse into her life. During the sit-down, China took a moment to clear up the misconception that the Kardashian clan are responsible for catapulting her to fame, and made it known that she was a celebrity long before the E! Entertainment cameras captured her infamous conflict-ridden relationships with Rob Kardashian. China told Daily News, Brandi Williams, "I was already famous before being affiliated with the Kardashians." She referenced her time in D.C. and Miami as further cementing her celebrity status share, "and I already was a celebrity even back in D.C. I took over that, went to Miami, and I was a celebrity down there. Came to L.A., same thing. I kind of ran all three states, and I'm actually kind of proud of that." China got her start as an exotic dancer after graduating high school in 2006. China's dancing took her to Miami, where she met Drake, who credits her springboarding her career. "I actually had a booking, and I think it was in Tennessee," she said. "These guys introduced me to Drake, and Drake, you know, put me in a song, and I started doing all the music videos and the magazines." The song that China is referring to is Drake's 2010 track, "Miss Me," where he raps, "calling up King of Diamonds and tell China it'll be worth the fight. I'll be at my table stacking dollars to the perfect height."
Okay. Maybe that's what it is. I don't remember her from that, but okay, okay. So she's saying it's because of Drake, not because of the Kardashians. Maybe she's Kiki. Maybe she's Kiki. No, no, I don't think so. I tried.
Please no.
Please
no.
Who cares? I mean, okay, so why is she coming out trying to say where her fame came from? I mean, what's that all about?
Well, you know, her hobby telling how her coochie got the, you know, her famous. She probably heard us.
She was like, nah, they got it wrong.
Somebody done told me. Somebody said, who is Miss Unbelievable? She is talking about me too bad. I'm just saying. And she had to
you
clear
don't
it
like
up.
It, call in on Tuesday, damn it. Or you
right.
should call in tonight and rant it. Like, y'all got me fucked up.
Until
then, we got you fucked up.
She making it now. Fuck y'all.
Okay.
Okay.
Just something quick I want to throw in there. Did y'all see the GMA Awards? I think it was Tuesday night. Did you see the GMA Awards by any chance?
Was it the GMAs or the American.
Maybe, okay, maybe it's AMA. My bad.
American,
you know, it's somebody.
AMB.
Somebody
AMA. American Music Video.
Somebody
yeah.
Baby Mama Award. But yeah, there was some award show just earlier this week. I just want to say Ciara was on there looking a little good.
She was
leveling up.
Whew, she's so cold.
But
I love
did
her.
You see? But did you see what my mistress had on, Cardi B? Did you see what Cardi B had on? Like, come on, mama.
No.
What is that? What
I
is
did
that
not.
She had on? It was
what
kind
did she
of
have
cute
on?
In a way, but no. She looked like the Chiquita Banana Girl fell down in a rose garden. That's the simplest I could say it. Imagine if Chiquita Banana Girl were the roses.
Oh.
Daffodils or something. I don't know. Lilacs. I don't know what them was. But I'm just saying. It was awkward. But I think she just looked cute. Whatever she had on, it don't matter. Especially when she do her little hand, with her little tongue thing. But yeah, I just wanted to know if anybody else seen that outfit. Because I was like, what the? I mean, damn, mama, what the? Did you have a concussion still from the fight? And you just went in your closet to fuck it and just. You don't know what you put on, but I guess it was different. It caught my attention because I'm talking about it. So all right. What else we got?
All right, Jim Jones slapped with 5 felony charges and a possible 20-year sentence after June police chase.
Police chase? Oh, that one earlier. Okay.
According
what's the background?
To TMZ. The diplomat rapper was charged with multiple felonies stemming from a car chase back in June. Jim Jones was reportedly a passenger in the car. He was the passenger. That was being chased by authorities in Georgia after police pulled them over. Oh, yeah, they discovered marijuana, oxycodone, Percocets, vape, cartridge, and 2 loaded guns. Jones and the 3 other people in the car refused to claim possession of the contraband and were all subsequently booked on charges. Jones has officially been hit with 5 felonies, including 3 counts of possession of controlled substance and 2 counts of possession of a firearm, as well as a misdemeanor for possession of marijuana less than an ounce. His arraignment will take place at the end of the month, and he's looking at 10 years if found guilty of all charges. Oh, somebody's about to take the rap. He's not going to jail. He's not going.
Right. Crazy. So, all right. Okay. We got more stuff in there? I know we've run
we
out of time.
We got more, Jill.
I think we got a couple more.
We got.
Okay. What else?
Okay. Fabulous indicted on 4 felony charges over domestic violence arrest. Rapper Fabulous is facing some pretty severe charges over his alleged violent brawl with long wife, now Emily B. Threatened Emily
right.
B. wife, now. Threatened Emily B. The rapper tried to make it go away several times, as he reported, by trying to sort out a plea deal. Ultimately, the rapper rejected the state deal. This afternoon, TMZ is reporting he was indicted on 4 felony charges, and could serve up to 5 years on each charge if found guilty. That's 20 years. Damn. Reportedly, a grand jury in New York indicted the rapper last week. On one count of domestic violence with significant bodily injury, two counts of threatening to kill, and one count of possession of a weapon of a pair of scissors. Earlier today, we reported that Emily B and family got married. They're wondering if this could be the reason. According to something called the marital communication privilege, neither spouse can be compelled to testify as to private confidential communications between them in either criminal or civil proceedings. So this might work out in Fast's favor, but there's a video. Oops. So far, Fast team has not addressed the new charges.
Well, all I can say is, and I mean, it's Common Cafe. Everyone will get what they deserve, but I just want to say on a different note, I know some people are going to be like, what? Poor Fabulous. I'm just going to say poor Fabulous. Because, like you said, he did so much to try to make this go away. Didn't we already talk about this long time ago about her getting her new teeth and her getting married? If she wasn't getting married, then the charges would go back. Now, okay, he did everything. Now he don't got married. He don't did everything he's supposed to do. And now state's about to pick up charges and press charges against him anyway. Wow. So, okay, so it's almost like you might as well not even got married. But, like you said, it may work in his favor because now they can't make her testify against him. So that might be a good move to save your ass from 20 years. I doubt it. I don't know. I don't know how the judge court system's going to work on that. But they may, they probably, I don't know if they would make him do them separately. You know what I mean? He may do five yards continuously. You know what I mean? So instead of them giving him the 5 years and then he got to do 5 years, then he got to do another. No, they probably going to let him do all his yards. And when I say yards, y'all, I'm talking about years. All of his yards at the same, continuously.
Or they may not give him nothing. It all depends.
Right.
All right, last jailbird. Yo Gotti's label exec sentenced to 10 to 14 years for shooting up a hotel lobby and van during CIA. So an exec from Yo Gotti's collective music group label has pleaded guilty to spraying a hotel lobby and two vehicles with bullets during CIA weekend 2 years ago. Howard Keon Wright, 31, ID, both as Yo Gotti's role manager and vice president of CMG, admitted to a slew of charges stemming from the 2016 shooting in Charlotte, North Carolina, during the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association Animal Tournament. According to a spokesperson from the county district attorney office, sentenced Wright to 10 to 14 years in prison, and he is currently in custody in jail, according to records obtained by BASA. Ward's guilty plea came on the day that he was supposed to start his trial, along with two co-defendants, another man, Kevin Thompson, also pled guilty to several gun charges, while Derek Bolton, 36, took his case to trial and was found not guilty. Security guards saw a Nissan Altima flee the scene shortly after 40 to 50 shots were fired in a Hyatt hotel lobby and two occupied vehicles. According to police, cops later stopped the car and Wright got out running with the rifle and handgun on him. According to police, at some point he dropped the weapons and cops later arrested him. No injuries was reported. The shooters were targeting Gotti's rival, Young Dolph, who was in California to perform that weekend. Is it that serious?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, it's gone that far. It's gotten that serious for a while now.
Wow.
Hopefully those two can come to some type of terms and just be like, either you stay on your side, I just stay on my side. Or, you know what I mean, they can just come to terms and be like, just let it go. Because a lot of your homies are going to end up either dead or in jail. And let's keep it at right now, you're probably like, fuck that. We're going to do what we got to do. And you're not going to feel missing your homie because he's dead or in jail for prison for a long time until after the actions have already taken place. So I'm hoping that at some point those two can be like, you know what I mean, just let it go for whatever they're beefing over, especially if it's just some words or something. Just mm-hmm. let it go. It's like y'all getting
but
too much money right
know.
Now.
Yeah, like, I'm going to say that, but that lets you know money still don't take the hood out of a person. Money still can't control how your ego gets bruised and how you still want to hurt somebody. It's like you ain't got enough money. That ain't making you happy to just, like, just sit back and just chill and not even worry about dumb stuff like that. No, you still got that hood mentality is still there, and if you don't change that, I don't care how much money you got. It ain't getting you off.
Right. Yeah, and we all know once you give a little evil person with no money, you give him a bunch of money, and he's going to become a menace. You
Woo!
Dig? That's all
say
I'm
that.
Going to say. That's
say
all
that.
I'm going to say.
Say that. And you said that.
So.
Because we can end the show on that, like, for real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. So, all right, let's see. So we got anything else?
Oh,
we got a couple minutes.
Because she told Camille to leave. So Bill wants to do a one-on-one sit down with Wendy because he's pissed off that she keeps talking about his wife and what she should do to him. And so he wants to give her a piece of his mind because she shouldn't be saying those things about him.
Uh-oh, they don't make Bill mad.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it is what it is. It is. She's probably calling, asking them questions. She said, well, what about, well, Wendy said, he's like, hold up, let me have a contact, have a conversation with Wendy, because Wendy don't took it too far. So, I don't know, somebody might have put a battery, Wendy don't put a battery in Camille's back. I don't know.
Honey, Camille ain't leaving
on.
Bill. Camille ain't leaving Bill. And Wendy need to shut up because her husband got a side piece. So she ain't the good person to get no relationship advice from.
Boop, boop.
Stop it.
Boop.
Let's keep it 100.
So what do you think would happen if she did leave Bill? Camille, if she did leave Bill?
She would be lonely and by herself. And she's lonely and by herself now. So she 87. What? Who go? I mean, her life has been spent. Like, for what? I don't sit by his side this long.
Right.
Can't tell me she ain't thought about it, you know, about the cheats and all the scandals. She ain't left him about the cheats and scandals now. Why is she going to leave him now? For what? And get what?
And have to
do what? Like, and go into legal issues for what? Like, why? He's about to die soon. Like, for what? Like, stay her position and collect the dollars. I mean, she's still collecting them. She still get royalties. I leave for what?
Mm-hmm.
For somebody else can fall in love with him and take the money? Nah.
Right. Okay.
It's a waste of ink. It's a waste of time. Waste of time.
Okay.
And she just probably said sickness and in health till death do us part, richer for poor. Raping or no, she's just staying by her man.
Fuck it.
And
ride it out.
Fuck it.
Right.
She love him.
Yeah.
Fuck
speaking
it.
Of time,
I love him.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Hold on. Speaking of time, we have ran out of time. So let's see. Any last words before we get up out of here?
Wait that shit out. If you love that man, stay with that man. Keep that man. Do whatever you need to do with your man. Fuck everybody else who try to be in your business. They by themselves. They lonely as shit.
Right. Okay. Okay, I got jokes in there, but I'm going to quit. I'm just going to go end it. Look, ain't this a bitch? The radio's like, get your ass up out of here.
Get your
y'all
ass out of here.
Y'all know what it is. If y'all go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because we're trying to be in your business. Because we need your ass for the rating tomorrow. Friday Night Live. Don't forget you can check things out at monsterusradio.com. You can make your submissions to monsterusradio@gmail.com. And shit, that's the end of the show. Check y'all out tomorrow.
Thank you for listening.
All right, peace. We out of here.
Hey.
Deuce.